go back to Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph to learn the Taisvasim. We had a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Pshat and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Androgynous Koyin Shenosa Bas Yisroel, Machila Betrume. So Rabbi Yochanan learns Pshat that Rabbi Yossi holds that an androgynous is a vada izocha. Is therefore his machala bas Yisroel, full of Betrume de Eraise. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yossi holds that Trume Bizman Azaz Adereise, and therefore he has to hold that an androgynous Azavada Izocha. Reish Lakish holds that Trume Bizman Azaz Adarabono, and Reish Lakish holds that Rabbi Yossi holds that an androgynous is a Sofik Zocha or Sofik Nekeve, and the only reason he can be machal abas Yisrael betrume is because trume bizman hazeh is adarabono. So therefore they were makel. But bizman chazei v'shoik, then there was still noyik trume d'iraise. So then, according to Rabbi Yossi, he cannot be machal, because they were geyser then trume d'arabono and otter trume d'iraise. They were only makel, Reish Lakish holds, they were only makel in a zman that there's only Trume Darabonon around. But if there is Trume Darabonon and Trume D'Eraise, there would not be makel by Trume Darabonon, Gzeira Otu Trume D'Eraise. Now let us see Taisrus. Ve'ein ma'achilo bizman chazei v'shoit. Reish Lakish holds that an androgynous cannot be machal abas Yisrael bizman chazei v'shoit, afilu betrume derabonon. Beperik sheini deksubis kabi mai gedoyle chazoke, there the Gemara wants to say that gedoyle chazoke, that we rely on cheskas yichus, and those who were becheskas kahanim begoylo, we relied on them in Eretz Yisrael that they could also eat trume. So the Gemara says, "The kama viboy seime betrume darabonon ochli diyeraisa loy ochli." So there, the Gemara says that we rely on chazake legabi trume darabonon legabi trume diyeraisa. We do not rely on chazake. So Tosfos says, "Ahi shinuya lehabye kisugya dahoche." So that Teretz in the Gemara and Ksubis is not like our sugya, according to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says the gozrinin derabonon otu diyeraisa. Because Reish Lakish says in a zman that there's tume diyeraisa, there were gozer derabonon otu diyeraisa. Machloikes hasugyas. Bahad amar ba'elu oivrim, tabishtei meduchais. There were two meduchais and two kederis. There were two meduchais. These are kalim that you grind tavlin. And there were two kederis. Now, one meduche had trume in it, one meduche had chulun in it. One kedere had trume, one kedere had chulun. And now, the tavlin in the meduchais fell into the kederis. So the Gemara says over there, so we assume Sha'ani Oymar Truma Lateich Truma Nafla Chulan Lateich Chulan Nafla. So the Gemara says over there, why do we say this? That we say Truma Lateich Truma Nafla Chulan Lateich Truma Nafla. So the Gemara says Hanach Letrumes Tavlan Darabonam. Tumis tablin is a darabonon, v'loi gozrinin otu diyeraisa. Now, the Gemara over there seems to say that even though there's tumis diyeraisa, but we're not gozer tablin darabonon, which is a tumis darabonon, we're not gozer otu diyeraisa. So there is also not like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds, we were going to buy Trume de Rabbonim, Hoto de Reise, Bizman that is Trume de Reise. Omari, the Shani Hoso. Over there is a different case. Da Akroi Bialman. This was not a Kviyistik Ezach. For example, here we're talking about an androgynist that married a Bas Yisrael. So the shaila is if she'll be permitted to eat Trume de Rabbonon Bismandes Trume de Reise. So this is a daily affair. Every day she's eating Trume de Rabbonon. So there she might come to eat Trume de Reise. But here is a Davar HaKroi. This was an occurrence occurred that Trumas, a tablin, shel trume, which is a trume de rabbonon, fell into a kedere. So memele, so here, trume de rabbonon, since it's a trume de rabbonon, we could be make. Number one. And number two, b'loi is chazik isure. What do we make? We say that one is permitted to eat from the kedere of chulin. The aimer truma l'seich truma naflo. So we are makel not to eat truma de rabbonon. We are makel to assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulam fell into the chulam. That's what we are makel. So in reality, we are not being matel to eat truma de rabbonon. No, by truma de rabbonon, we're makel to say shana yoyma. Avol igul beigulim dahoche. But the case of igul beigulim, that Reish Lakish said the only reason this works is because trume bisman zeh derabbonam. But bisman that trume zeh derais, even though igul beigulim is trume derabbonam, we would be machmel. So Teisve says avol igul beigulim dahoche. Afal gav da kroi ba'alma. This is also a kroi ba'alma. This is not a dovo tamidi. This is a incident that occurred that an eagle, sholdveila, fell into meya igulim. Aba ischazik isura. Here's ischazik isura. That means here we are eating trume. Noch alamaisis, we're eating trume. Trume de rabbonim. So memele, they would not be matter to eat trume de rabbonon b'mokeim b'zman that this shaykh will say the same halacha by trume de reise. Because by trume de reise, kosher darkelim nis doesn't become bot. V'hod porich lekamo. The Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan mibreise de shtei kupais. We had learned the Gemara daf pei beza medalev asks astiren Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in our sugya that trume bizmana zeze de reise. In Rabbi Yochanan nischelik an Reish Lakish. In Rabbi Yochanan the Gemara sakash further in Rabbi Yochanan there were shtei kupais. Shtei soim lifnei akupis, achas shachum, achas shal trume, and I say, trume l'soich trume nafla, m'chulun l'soich chulun nafla. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, you hold, trume bizman hazeh is a deraisa, so it's a suffix deraisa, how could you say such a thing? So Taisva says, havi motzi lishnuyeh, Betumas Peres de Rabbona, Kehi de Psochim. The Gemara could have made an akimte that it is speaking about Trumas Peres de Rabbona, and there we have a Gemara in Psochim that by a Trume de Rabbonim, the Lo Yischazik Yisurin Akroi Bialme, we make it. For according to Reish Lakish, we make it. So Mamel the Gemara could have said the same teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ella the Mishani Lo Shapa, the Gemara says a better teretz.
means the Gemara says a teretz, like this, this teretz is in a kimte, that it's speaking about Trumas Peiris. The Gemara says a better teretz. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the Rabbonon hold Trumas Bizman Azeza the Rabbonon, and he's only saying Hishtik Teire according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi in Seder Oilam said that Trumas Bizman Azeza the Reis. Ve'im taima umi dochkai l'reish lokish t'loi ochlo betrume bizman chazei b'shek. So now Taisvus asks Akasha, the Mishnah is tam. The Mishnah says that an androgynous koin shenosam bas Yisrael machilo betrume. Now, Reish Lakish makes a whole kimta. This is speaking about Bizman Hazeh, Tumas Adarabonon, because Rabbi Yossi holds an androgynous as a Sofik Zoch, a Sofik Nekeva. What motivated Reish Lakish to say that? Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds it as a Vada Zoch. And then the Mishnah Machila Betruma means all time. Why did he have to make such an akimta and assume that Rabbi Yossi holds that an adroigenis is a sofik zocher, sofik nekeve? Va'oimari, mishum de shamina le Rabbi Yossi, de oma androgynous sveika habe. There's a Rabbi Yossi and Af Pei Gimel, which as yet we didn't have a chance to learn, but the Baraisa brings down Rabbi Yossi, that the Rabbi Yossi says, he says, Shaloi echiye bei chachamim im hu zoche im hu nekeve. There's enough in the Baraisa that says that Rabbi Yossi holds it a sofik. So memele, so if Rabbi Yossi holds it a sofik, so then Reish Lakish had a big problem. So what is pshat machilo? So he says, our koch, we have to say, it means bizman hazeh, and not bizman chazei v'shoik. And Taisus will bring down later, the Gemara asks Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, what did he do with this baraisa? So he says, solik baraisa mekami masnisen. That means, Rabbi Yochanan had a rai from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds, but the androgynous is avada isoch, and not like the baraisa. About koponim, Reish Lakish had this baraisa, and he wasn't the spoil from the Rai of Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah, from Rabbi Yochanan from our Mishnah. So therefore, he had to say what he said. Vim taima, hola Rabbi Yossi trume bismana zed de raisa, ki de muchach baraisa de say the roilum, de maise le kamen bishmaiten, frektach toises, what pshan Reish Lakish? Later the Gemara and Ape Beis Amed Beis brings down a Seder Oilam, and Seder Oilam it seems to say that the Kedusha Shniya Kitsha La'osid Lavoi, so Memele, so in other words that means Trumah Bizman Azeh Zadiraisa, so how could Reish Lakish say what he said? Bizman Azeh is also Zadiraisa. V'yeshloime de Kosova Reish Lakish de Rabbi Yossi Tonolo, that's true. The Tana of Seder Oilam is Rabbi Yossi. V'loi Sovala. Not everything that says in Seder Oilam that Rabbi Yossi brings down does necessarily have to mean that he holds like that. There's such a shita, there's others dash in the pasuk like that. But he personally doesn't hold like that. Pregavne Ashkren beperik yoitzei doif. V'oi. And he had another raya. Lefi shayeshayne alibe de Rabbi Yossi igul beigulim oile. Reish Lakish had another raya that he had a raya that you have to say like this, because Reish Lakish started off with that ani shayne igul beigulim is oile. Now we have here another machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is if kol shedar kelimnois or es shedar kelimnois. Now Reish Lakish held kol shedar kelimnois is not bottle. And here it says igul beigulim, and he had the mechaber of this baraisa is Rabbi Yossi, and it says it is bottle. So we have a tremendous problem over here. So al kolchoch, you have to say that bizman azez adarabonon, and that's why igul bigulim is bottle in kol shedak elimnes is by the raises. The Rabbi Yochanan in Islay lekamon, the tonilo visavalo. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yossi was the one that wrote Seder Olam, and he holds like this halacha. Kedidayik mi mas nisin the mashvile Rabbi Yossi landrognes vada izoch mi the toni noise. Rabbi Yochanan had a raya from our Mishnah. And that's the Gemara Daf Pei Beis, Pei Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan had a raya from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah it says, Androgynous Noisei. Now, Noisei means Lechatchile, an androgynous can marry an Isha. Now, if Rabbi Yossi would hold that an androgynous is a Sofik Zoch, a Sofik Nekeve, he wouldn't say Noisei, he would say, Imnosa Nosei, but the evidence that you need a get, Misofik. But Rabbi Yossi said Noisei. The Mishnah says Noisei. So Memele, Rabbi Yochanan had an offer in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Rabbi Yossi holds that androgynous is a vada izocha. It says Noisei. And so Memele, so the Seder Olam stims also. The Seder Olam, the Rabbi Yossi was the Tan of Seder Olam, and he can hold like it says in Seder Olam, because since an androgynous is a vada izocha, so he can be machla bas Yisrael betrume. And we asked Hake from Noise and Reish Lokish. Noise, it seems it's a badei zocha. Why do you say it's a sofik zocha? And also that bereise, that Reish Lokish, was motivated from that the Baraisa says that there was no achrov is a zocha on the cave. So Rabbi Yochanan said that lesser le Baraisa mikame masnisen. So now this Tosfos put together all the pieces of the puzzle that we should understand why Reish Lakish holds what he holds, why Rabbi Yochanan holds what he holds. Reish Lakish had said, that Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's only Machel Tume Darabonon, because Tume Zman says the Darabonon. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish misovres trume bizman hazeh darabonon. You are trume bizman hazeh darabonon. So Tosfos says, what is Rabbi Yochanan asking Reish Lakish? Afo gab Rabbi Yochanan gufei islei lekamon de la rabonon trume bizman hazeh darabonon. What's the kash? He himself says that. And the bereise that we say that shani yoyim et trume So Rabbi Yochanan explained this. Why can we say this? Because we hold that Truma Bizman is the Rabbono. Yeah. So Memele. So what's the problem over here? So Tosfos says, Hoche Alibe de Rabbi Yossi Kaime. We're speaking about what Rabbi Yossi holds. Vahochi Koma. Misovros de la Rabbi Yossi trume bizman hazeh darabonon. That's Rabbi Yochanan's kashe on Reish Lakish. We're going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also trume hazeh darabonon. Vahashte tzorech loime. So now we have to understand, so what did Reish Lakish answer him? Toho de mahad de la Reish Lakish ani shoyne igul bi igulim oile. That would Reish Lakish answered him, and he shayne eagle be igulim oile, alibe de Rabbi Yossi or yeshayne. That's pshat in the bereise. If the whole pilpul is what Rabbi Yossi holds, so al kolchoch, this bereise that says eagle be igulim oile, this bereise is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and that is Reish Lakish's teretz. Zoi bora raie, shani shoyne igul be igulim oile. Ve im taima, so tois vis esta kashe, akati dilme, af al, de dilme, akati dilme, af al gav da havi di e raise. Oile, mishum de sova, ke rabonan, domri ene mekadish elo vov dvorim bulvat. So tois vis asks, what was the hechech of Reish Lakish? The hechech of Reish Lakish was, Reish Lakish holds that Rameya holds kol shedalkei limonis doesn't become bottle by a deraisa. Fine. It's a mamele, but there's a machlik, isn't that Mishnah? Rameya holds kol shedalkei limonis doesn't become bottle, and the Chachamim say only shisha dvorim don't become bottle. Now, Reish Lakish and Akasha, Rabbi Yossi says, Igul b'igulim becomes bottle, it's kosher, darke limones, it's a riot, said the Rabbana. So Taisi says, Samoir de Kekasha, who told you Rabbi Yossi was like Rameya? Maybe Rabbi Yossi was like the Chachomim. This didn't call Afilu Naniach, that Rameya holds kosher, darke limones, does not become bottle, but the Chachomim achilik on Rameya. So it could very well be that Rabbi Yossi was like the Chachomim. That's Tosfos Kasha. Akati Dilma Afo Gav Dahavi Deraisa. It could very well be that Truma Bismana says that Deraisa. It's Oilem Mishum Desova Kerabon. Dabri Einem Mekadish Elavov Dvorim Bulvat. Va'aymeri Di Imkain. So if Rabbi Yossi holds like the Chachomim, Havalei Leminket Midi Deraisa.
That means, Rabbi Yossi is, what is Rabbi Yossi telling us? Rabbi Yossi is telling us, kol shedarkei limonis becomes bottle. That's what he's telling us. He's telling us with a eagle bigulam, but he's telling us kol shedarkei limonis becomes bottle. Now, if he holds like Rabbi Meir, in kosher dark limonis by adaraisa does not become bottle. She's coming to tell us, but by adarabonon, to mizmanas adarabonon, it does become bottle. So then he's telling us something. If he wants to tell us that I personally hold, I Rabbi Yosef personally hold like the Chachomim, that kosher dark limonis becomes bottle, I feel by nisr the araisa, because I hold afke shisha dvorim, so let him speak about another case. What does he speak about Truma? Let him speak about Abayis Treifa. Abayis Treifa, that's awesome in our Torah, that fell into other bay, which is Kol Shedalki Limonis. Ubininokat Eagle Be Gulim. So why did he speak about Truma? Why didn't he speak about Abayis Treifa? Shma Mino Bishum, Bishum de Truma de Rabbonon. Aber bei Midi der Reise also kol shedarkoim. Bei Midi der Reise he holds, it's also kol shedarkoim. So that was the Rai of Reish Lakish. That Rabbi Yossi said, Igul be igulim becomes bottle. And the only reason it becomes bottle is because it's a darabono. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ba'aloi anishayne chatiche b'chatiche soile. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a beraisa that says that chatiche b'chatiche soile. That means that afilo by nisar deraisa, achatos tmeya, shenofo, besoich, chatois tahiris, also becomes bottle. I, it's dark limonis. So we see that darke limonis becomes bottle. Ainu mas nisin de maisi besomach de chatiche shel chatos. Teime. So Tosfos asks, mino lei de osi ke Rabbi Yossi. Now, and Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know this is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Dilma rabbonin hi de omri eine mekadish ele vov dvorim bilvat. How do you know that this baraisa that says chatiche bechatiches becomes bottle? So you're proving that kol shedarkei always becomes bottle. Yeah, it could be kol shedarkei always becomes bottle because this is going according to the Chachomim.
B'yeshloima chode teretz number one, the ba'plukte de Rabbi Yehuda hu Rabbi Yosi. Now, on this barais of chatiche b'chatichois, so the Tanakhama said that it does become bottle, and Rabbi Yehuda said it doesn't become bottle. So who is the ba'plukte of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosi. So we see klar, Rabbi Yosi holds that a filo b'deraise, kol shedarkoi becomes bottle. V'oid. If you'll say that the Tana of this Baraisa is the Chachomim, who hold that only Shisha Dvorim and Abotu, my Irye de Nokat Chatiche Tavekol Shedarke Limonis, Avale Leminket Milse da Have Es Shedarkon. If this Tana holds that only Shisha Dvorim and Abotu, so why did he speak about a case of kol shedarkoi? Let him say es shedarkoi, kiven deinem mekadesh shalosh dvarim. Umidinoket chaticha davke, and he specified a chaticha becomes bottle, which a chaticha is kol shedarkoi, shmamino davke chaticha davke kol shedarkoi oilem. Avale shedarkoi oisem. Now, Taisus, before there's Takasha and Reish Lakish, how did Reish Lakish know that the Barais of Igul Bigulim is going according to according to Ramea? How did he hold like Ramea? Maybe hold like the Rabbona. Och nam mit sin lechnile reschlok is de shape dag mit digo bigulem da koch le yose ke rabon mit de noket igo da ve kol shdal ke le noket es shdal kai. That means if the Mishnah that said Allah, the Brais that said Allah of Bittul, said in a case of kol shdal kai, so why is this davke kol shdal kai? And not es shdal kai. As if it's going according to the Chachamim, so let it say Eshedak, because there's no difference between the only Shisha Dvorim. If it's going according to Rameya, that means that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rameya, so he's telling us that even though kol shedarkei does not become bottle, but by the rabbonim it does become bottle. So the Gemara says, where do we see the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish by kol shedarkei or es shedarkei? So the Gemara brings a Mishneh. Misha hoye loy chavid lei tilson shel kelaya kerem. If a person had a bundle of tilson, it's a type of a kidney yeast that's made lamasik as a kdeira, so you doleiko. It has to, you burn it because the kelaya kerem is besreifa to kadesh. Nisavu bacheres, so it says, kulin you doleiko. Divir rameya. According to Reish Lakish, he holds by his eagle begulim bottle, even though it's kosher darki lemonis, because trume bismanazeh zeh derabono. Is Alme Botlo Kedushas Haaretz. So we see that Kedushas Haaretz is bottle, and that's why Tumas Man says the Rabbonim. Im Kein Klaya Kerem Nami the Rabbonim. V'amai Toni Kol Shedarkoi. Obe the Rabbonon Ein Oyser Kol Shedarkoi. Is this, that, it's Shreklach. That if he holds Trume Bizman Azeh the Rabbonim, so Klaya Kerem is also a Darabonim. So if Klaya Kerem is a Darabonim, if there's no Kedushas HaOretz, So why doesn't it become bottle? Ve'ein loimed l'rameya truma bizman hazeh d'araisa. I will say rameya ol truma hazeh d'araisa. Rabbi Yosi ol truma hazeh d'rabbonon. Because we see Rabbi Yosi holds that an androgynous is a sofik zoch, a sofik nekebe. But rameya could hold truma bizman hazeh d'araisa. So meil den klaim is a d'araisa. So meil, that's why it's not bottle. Don't we see Rameo's Igul Bigulim is Oile? So Kor, he has to say, because Igul Bigulim is a Darabonon. So he holds that it's Botla Kedusha Soretz. So why is Chabile Tilson not Botla? Zuktoi Swiss. Gabi Litok Tzias, V'yesh Loima. The Klai Akerem Chode Darabona. The Bizman Beis HaMikdash Avi D'Erais. Aval Igul Talti Darabona. Chode the Botlok Dushis Oretz Oida for the Bizman Beis HaMikdash Trumestainim Darabona. So now Tosfos comes in with a new factor, which Rashi didn't tell us this, but Al Kaponim Tais wants to say the whole Reish Lakish that says that Kol Shedalkei Limonos is bottled by a Darabonon, by two Darabonons is bottled. By one Darabonon it's not bottled. By two Darabonons it's bottled. And that's the raya that Trumas Van Azez had the Rabbonon, because else what's the difference between Igul Bigulim and Igul Bigulim is two the Rabbonons, and Chavilei Tilson is one the Rabbonon. Inami Chavilei Tilson Havi Esh Shedalka. Now Tosis wants to say, Chavilei Tilson is Eshedalkoi. So now Tosis is telling us a new Yesoid. Based is that what we said, that Kol Shedalkoi is bottled by the Rabbonon, that's Kol Shedalkoi. But Eshedalkoi, Efele by the Rabbonon is also not bottled. So then, Lochaire, it's very modern, the Loshna Mishneh. It says Chavilei Tilson shall klaykem yidaleiko nisavu b'chayreis kulin yidaleiko divar rameya shoye rameya mekol shedalke limonis mekadesh. So lechayre, it's a klepsachnish. He starts off with saying es shedalkei, and then shoye rameya mekol shedalkei. So how does the lotion of the Mishnah flow? Vachi pirush, shoyer ameyoyme kol shedalkoi bedirayse mikadesh lakach dinu da'esh shedalki yekadesh afilu bedarabonu kegen chavilei tilson. That since you see kol shedalki is mikadesh bayadarayse, so esh shedalki is mikadesh afilu bayadarabonu. So it's very good why the eagle begulim becomes both. He said, "Tafke kol shedarke," because eshedarke taka wouldn't become both. Nisalvu ba'achelos. Now we heard here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Chavilei tilson shel klai akerem yidaleku." Nisalvu ba'achelos. What if it got mixed up? Is kulan yidaleku? So you burn all of them. It's not bottle. So, Mamela, you have to burn all of them. Each one is a suffix like Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the loigar sinon va'acheiros ba'acheiros. We're not goires va'acheiros ba'acheiros. That means there was such a girse that this taruves became ma'ure v'nanu taruves. So, Toysa says you're not goires this. How do you know? B'deporech b'taruves, Lishmur da osso svek sveike baboides kechovn. Shmur asso da svek sveike baboides kechovn. Mi bereise shem ateres.
The Gemara is a kasha and Shmuel. This is a bereise that matter svek svek by avodah zara. Psak et Shmuel asa. Bloy mashkach de koi ke Shmuel, ela Rab Yehuda be bereise she oyser afilu bishar isun svek svek. So like this was a bittery geschäft. He had an offene bereise that holds svek svek as mutter by avodah zara. So the Gemara found that Rab Yehuda holds that Zweck is also Bissurim, and Shmuel Sove Kevosei Bechodah Bavidus Kechovim, and Polik Bishar Isurim. Fine. So the only one that said Zweck is also was a Barais of Rabbi Yehuda. V'yavigoris Oche, u'Bavidus Zore, u'Bechol Duchte, d'chihach Mishne, v'acheres, v'acheres, that means this Mishnah is brought down Lagabi a lot of Inyonim. That in this Albu Bacheres, here we're talking about Chavile Tilson, talking about a Tabashal of Eidazor. There's a numerous amount of Mishnayis that say in this Albu Bacheres, and in these Mishnayis, others were Geiris, Vacheres, Bacheres. So if you'll say that with Geiris in all these places, va'acheres, va'acheres, so you have over here, Mishnayis, that hold that Svek Svek is also. Now let us explain 1 minute, why is this a Svek Svek? It's a Svek Svek as follows. That means you had two Taruvis. You had, let's say the case, that Chavile Tilson Shoklaya Kerem is was Nisarev Bacheres. So Memele Sokulon Yidaleko. That means each Chavila you have now, you have 101 Chavilas. You have 201 Chavilas. So we say all 201 are also because maybe this is the Chavile Tilson. Now, I'll take one of these 201, and this will fall in another Taruvis. This will fall in another Taruvis. So now I'll take from the other Taruvis. So now, on the second Taruvis, I have a Svek Svek. What is the Svek Svek on the second Taruvis? Suffix number one, but maybe Bechlal, the Issa didn't fall into the second Taruvis. That means I was also in all 201, but only one is also. So now, maybe the Issa didn't fall into the second Taruvis. That's maybe there's Bechal no Issa in this Taruvis. Maybe the Issa remained in the first Taruvis. And Afilu, the Issa did fall in, but who says this one is the Issa? So Memele, in Isalvu, Bacheres, 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 you have a Svek Svek. And if it would say in this Mishnah, that it's also, and there's a whole bunch of other Mishnayis which there's such a Gilsa, so we'd have a right that Svek Svek is also. And if the Gemara could only find a lone Bereise that Rabbi Yehuda holds Svek Svek is also, Bishar Yisurim, so it seems we're not Geiris, Acheris, Bacheris. That's what Tosfos wanted to say. But then Tosfos says, V'yesh Meforshim, Tafilu goras b'chol anach mishnayis b'acheres b'acheres lehoye yochalo v'irayim hem l'shmul v'osa svek svek. It could be there's no raya. Tafilu says acheres b'acheres. The dil mahochi koma b'chol acheres shenis alvo b'acheres. That means they all fell in. That means I had before 201 chavilas. And now, the 201 chavilas fell into another 200 chavilas. 201 chavilas. So now I have, 400 chavilas shel heta. But there's no svek svek. That means the issa is in this taruvis also. I just have, instead of 200, I have 400. So now it's not a svek svek. That means I know klor in this taruvis the issa. So I only have one suffix. When I take out one chavila, is this the issa? Is this not the issa? So that's one suffix. So if it doesn't become bottle, so I have a suffix. So you're not allowed to use it.
This is not a svek-svek. If only a chelik of the first taruvis fell into the second taruvis, so then I have a suffix to who says bechlal the issa fell into this taruvis. Why are you jumping to klal? Is this the issa? First, be mevare if issa bechlal fell into the taruvis. What right do you have to assume bebriris that issa fell into the second taruvis? Maybe the issa is still in the first taruvis. So that's one suffix. If issa bechlal fell into the second taruvis. And you have another Savik, and I feel the Issa fell in. Is this the Issa? But if we say that the whole first Taruvis fell into the second Taruvis, so we only have one Savik. You have 400, but it's only one Savik. Is this the Issa? There's not the Issa, and there's no Dimbitl, so it's also. But then there's a problem. If that's Pshat in the Mishnah, so what is the Mishnah telling us? What's the difference if L'chatchile the Issa fell into 400, or if the Issa fell into 200, and then the 200 fell into the 200. But it's the same thing. You have an Issa in 400. So what is the Mishnah? If you goyres it, so the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. So if it's only one suffix, so what's the Chiddush? V'yesh Chiddush yoyser b'nis'arev shtei pomim mi b'nis'arev pamachas. There's a Chiddush if there was, it became mixed up twice. There's a svara of trei rubi. That means this taruvis is roiv, the first taruvis is roiv, and the second taruvis is roiv. The second taruvis is roiv. Now, where do we see such a maila of trei rubi? The gabishar mili oisrin chad rube v'sharinon trei rube. In other things, in other halachas, there is a maila of trei rube. Kigoin gabi yuchsin b'soif perikama de ksubis. The oma hilchen acha roi v'ir, b'hu de ike roi v'siya ba'do. Bein hulchen acha roi v'ir greidoso v'roi v'siya greidoso. Now let us explain for 1 minute what the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, and then let us try to understand the dimyon of Tosfos. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, let's say, you had an ear. You had an ear. And in the ear, there were, let's say, roiv ksheirim umiyat psulim. Someone from the ear was, let's say, was ma'anis anisha. His roiv ksheirim etzlo umiyat psulim etzlo. So, lechayre, waklara shayla, is this isha muta lekuhune? You have an ear, there's 1,000 people in the ear. And in the 1,000 people of the ear, there are 50 mamzerim. So now, in one person from the seer was ma'anisa. So now, if he's from the roiv, so she's posha lekune. If he's from the 50 mamzerim, so she's posha lekune. So the Gemara says, by yuchsen we don't go posha roiv. Why don't you go posha roiv here? Because maybe it'll be a case that will be kavua, that there won't be that he was boil her b'mokim kakviyas in the batim, and then you have a sofek hashoko. So therefore, they were not soimach on roiv ha'ir. But it is roiv siya means that there was a caravan came of people, and that caravan, there were 10 more people that came. They don't live in the city. They're not kvuyim. By the seer, there's no such thing as gzeira. Maybe they'll go, the bee will be in the batim. There's no batim. They're not kavua here. In this seer, there was 9 ksheirim and 1 mamza. So we have 2 roivs. So we were makel by 2 roivs. That means they did not want to rely on the roiv of roiv here. Because it might be that, because if you rely only on the roiv ha'ir, so could be it, the beer was done by oif and akvias, that they went to the batim, and they're the kvuyim. They did not want to rely on Rav Siya alone, because if you rely on Rav Siya, you'll rely on Rav Siya also. But they were matter with two lives. So that means if there are two studim that could be it came from the seer. And then that's sikhra mahududika roiv. That roiv is avadai roiv. That roiv, there's no sad kvias in that roiv. That roiv is a sikhra roiv. And then, I feel it's from the ear, but could be Yosef a roiv. It's not a bordika roiv. So it's not bore that you could use the roiv. There is a roiv. It's not bore you could use the roiv. So we see that by Yuchsin, there's a mile in Kol de Porish of Trei Rubi. Now here we're talking about Bittel. Here we're talking about Bittel Boroiv. Now Bittel Boroiv is a little difficult to understand the mile of Trei Rubi. You have two Taruvis over here. In each Taruvis there's a Roiv. I mean, l'chayre, the mile of Trei Rubi would be, afilu, in one taruvis, there's not a roiv, but in the other taruvis, there's a roiv. But I don't know, klol, but we see in other things, there's a mile of Trei Rubi. I don't understand really the hava mine by bittel, why Trei Rubi should be in any way better. In Kol de Porish, we can hear, why Trei Rubi is better, because we have a Vadai Roiv, and then we have a Vadai Roiv, and then we have a Tzad, maybe we have another Roiv also. Here there's two Vadai Roivs. Amakaponim, that's what Taishwa says. So if we're Geiris, Bacheris, that's the Revusa, even though we have Trei Rubi, and in other places Trei Rubi helps, here it doesn't help, Take, because there's no Maile in Trei Rubi. Kulon Yidoleku. The Lekala Mema, the Lenaidinu, the Gazrinin, Shema Yavoyu, Asora Bnei Odom, Babasachas, Kedyoma Bereish Perik Hataruvis. Now, Toisvis is asking Akashe, that the Gemara asks in Taruvis, in Zvochim, and Taisvi says the Teretz, what the Gemara says in Zvachim. But the Davineinu, Taisvi says Apele. Because, say the Kashe over here doesn't prevail. The Kashe is not a Kashe. And the Teretz that the Gemara says also, the Gemara doesn't remain with the Teretz. And the Mashal says he doesn't understand Taisvi. Let us just explain what the Gemara says in Taruvis. The Gemara in Taruvis is speaking about that you had became this Arev. You had behemoths which were ksherim lekorban, kosher lekorbanos, and it became this Arev chatois hameses asher aniskol. It became this Arev another behemoth in this Taruvis. So it's a shrek. So you say, kol kibur ke mechza mechza domi. So you have one behemoth there that you can't be makre for a kolben. And so you can't be makre for all the behemoths. Kol kibur ke mechza mechza domi. So the Gemara says, the linaidinu, let's make them start running. Let's make them like this. You have, they're all in one place. So you have in this taruvis, there's ikva yisura, this kavua, a behemoth that's not kosher like Hoven, together with the other behemoths. So the Gemara says, let's make them, let's disperse them, let's make them to start running. And then someone will go and see one behemoth, so the Gemara is like this, why is the halacha that you can't be makrev any of these behemoths, it's called the Porish, Merube Porish. Let's make them start running. Then one person will chap one behemoth, will be makiv it, another will makiv another behemoth. Call the parish, merub the parish. You don't take from the kviyas. So the Gemara answers a teretz that that maybe 10 kahanim bebasachas will take 10 behemoths. It seems the 10 over there, that's roiv of the behemoths that were there. Let's say there were 12 behemoths. And 10 kahanim will take 10 behemoths. And they'll shecht the bebasachas, and they'll be zeirik bebasachas. And then, lechoire, the Gemara says, you have to say, isura berube iser. Mistame, the iser is in the roiv. Two left over, the 10 behemoths, some isura berube iser, and you'll tell all 10 to be makrif. You can't do such a thing. Then the Gemara says, it's not shayach, the Gemara says the whole thing is a modern teretz. The Gemara falls off on this teretz. The Gemara says gzeire sheme yitel min akviyis. That means this would be tak a good eitzah. This would be a good eitzah that if you would tak an efreshin of an edinu, but there's a gzeire, you might come to the kviyis, you might take from the kviyis. And there it's mevur that when Nifreshin ibn Adina only helps if you don't see the prisha from the kviyas. So then, we say, call the porish miruba porish. But if a person sees how each one is nifresh from the kviyas, then that is the din of kavua. Then that is the din of kavua. The pshat is we can have nifreshinu and edinu, nichbeshinu and edinu, and the personal taker did not see the prisha. That means we'll disperse them, and then a person walks by and sees a behemoth running, and then he'll take, they didn't see I was polished from the kviyas. So that's very good by behemoths. That means the mother says, let's start shooting, or make a noise, and then the behemoths will start running away, and someone will go and take it, and they'll say, call the Polish. Here we're speaking about, we're not speaking about behemoths over here. the only way you could make a call the Polish is let's separate from the Kviyas. So that is called, you're Polish from the Kviyas. So that's good, is it, of Kavua. And then the Gemara's Teretz is that this is not, the Gemara falls off the Teretz, places brings the Kasha, and the Teretz. The Teimu Beina, Eli Meskinu L'Shem Behedyev, Lech Beshinu, Kiecha, the Naidi, Vedavka, Balei Chaimu, the Poch, Sheyikav Oysam, Sheyonudu, Vach Kachamin, Kol, the Porish, Mirubaka Porish, Av Lashom Pirshu Atois Visach Gon Shloi Befaneinu Pirshu Mimokim Kavua. Avolim Pirshu Befaneinu Yesurim Kilu Lokha Be Yadayim. Here Tois is Aksa, here should be Aksa Lokha Be Yadayim. And then the Gemara falls off on this Teretz of Shem Yevoyu Asor Bnei Yavim. So the Kash in the Teretz is, the Kash is very difficult to understand, and then Tois is Lacherips said the wrong Teretz. Vim Taima. Umaishna the loipolig Rabbi Elazar Hoche v'chein akol hanu de meseches orla k'dekom al inyan avedis kechovim b'seif kol atzlomim d'yoylech hano liyam hamelach. He says, here it says, we hear the Eklaya Kerem, so it says, Nebuch, kulam yidaleiku, you burn all of them. Fafalam. There's a Rabbi Lezer that says in by Avodas Kechovim that Yelech Anoli Yam HaMelech, how much the Isar Ano is worth, you throw it away in the Yam HaMelech, so it's coming, I'm not deriving benefit from the Isar Ano, and then you're allowed to use everything. So why didn't Rabbi Lezer say his opinion over here? Rabbi Lassa said it over there by Vaidisara, who would in all over. Venira Taisis wishes to disagree with Rabbi Nishmur. The Davki Gabi Avedis Kechovim is Lehochi, Mishim the Taifeses as Domeo. By Avedisara, there's such an Indian that the May Avedisara is Taifes as Domeo. That means like this. The domin becomes osa. Now, between you and me, that's not matter the Abay Dezore. But al kaponim, the throwing away you're not deriving benefit from the Avodah Zorah because the value of the Avodah Zorah is thrown away. Now, what shaykhis does this money have to the Avodah Zorah? There's a shaykhis because you said that this money should be nitvas kedmei Avodah Zorah, and it's fucking nitvas. So you're throwing away dmei Avodah Zorah. So memele. So there they were matter. Even though the Isser is still here, but since Lamaise, he's not deriving benefit from the Isser, so it's permissible. Why yesh leforish? The davke betano sheisika ba'atzi avaydes kechov mbofa ba'yes apas, but not all me men or karke ba'og ba'yes abegad, and meaning yelach and all yam amelach shneis arev, b'she'ein ma'moshe se'isa ba'en. Period. Now Tyson says another terrace. He says a beautiful terrace. Tyson says as follows. Rabbi Lezer speaking about a case, a person had a karka shel avodah zarah. That means a karka shel avodah zarah is one of the kli arige that is used when you weave begodim. Now a person took a karka from an asherah place and the begit, the material that was woven came about through this karka. That means this karka was mesaviv that this material should come out. So there's a meiridik esvore that's brought down in Achoinim that by Isurei Hano, if the Isa was mis, that means if I'll have Hano from the beged, so that's called, I'm deriving hana from the karka. That means if the karka is not, I'm not permitted to have hana from the karka, so I'm not allowed to use the beged. Because the karka was misaviv the beged. The same thing by pas that was baked in Natse Issa, so not allowed to eat the pas because you're having hana from the etzim by eating the pas. So that's called Isur. So in Hilchis Isurei Ano, so that is also Asa. That means that it's called I'm having Ano from the Isa. Because if the pas in the beged could not come about without the Isa, so it's called, if I'm deriving Ano from the beged and the pas, it's called I'm deriving Ano from the Isa. So Memele, so there is a svare of Yelach Ano Yam HaMelech. So that means the whole Ano that I had, what did I have? That I had a Karka Shal Avodah Zarah. So this Ano, I'm throwing away the money Yam HaMelech. So Pshat is, so I'm really not deriving any benefit. I mean, so I could have bought another Karka. I mean, if I'm getting the Karka for free, so Memela, so it's called, no, you derived, I know, because of this karka, you had the beggar. I could have had another karka. The money cost of a karka, I'm throwing the Liyama Melech. So Memela, so there it's considered, I'm not having hana from the Avodah Zarah. But there is no Issa Be'en. That means the beged is Bechlau Marosa. But you're not allowed to wear the beged because when you're wearing the beged, you're having hana from the karka. So if I am mafkia this hana by Yelech Liyama Melech, so it's mutter. But over here, we're speaking about Yev Isser Be'en, Yev Chavili Talson. That's also b'ano. So you throw the money away in Yama Melech, but there's a chepza b'isuri hana over here. Rabbi Lezer never was matter. If you have a chavtza v'isuri no be'en that yelech hano liyam ha-melech. That's what Taisra says. She'en ma'moshe sisa be'en? Bo'u dis'arev lo'i chavita d'chamre. The kamre de yelech hano liyam, yelech hano. Ah, so Taisra's got stuck. That's speaking about that it became the sarev a barrel of wine, yain osur, And it says Yelech Hano. So this is enough in a stira to what Taisvus is saying. There you have a chevtze di sura, the yain is also. Aine mishum dainene migufe isa, the osor bishtiye, ela oilimka oilita in lepoyalot.
So here Taisva says, there it means you're not allowed to drink it, Taka. You're allowed to give it to your poilim, goyish poilim, and I'm deriving benefit from it. So I'm deriving benefit. They say, not deriving benefit because Yochan Oli Yama Melech. Now, Taisus is very schwer. So say the same thing by us. Here it says, Kulin Yidoleiku. So also say the same thing. Say that, Vat Yidoleiku Chas V'Sholom, Yochan Oli Yama Melech. And then I won't eat it. I'll have enough from it. I'll give it to my poilim, etc. So the Maram says pshat that Taisus means that only works by Yain Nesach, because by Yain Nesach people know there's some Yain Nesach that's also Bishtiyim Mutabano. There's such a thing. So Memele, so there we can give it such a halacha. After Yelech Hanol Yama Melech will say that this is a Yain that's also Bishtiyim Mutabano, and by Yain Nesach there is such Mesogim. Stam Yeinam is also Bishtiyim Mutabano, he says. So Memele, so by Yain Nesach, he can do such a thing. But by Klai Akerem, there's no two Klai Akerem. All Klai Akerems are also Bachilo Bano. So therefore we can't make, this is from the Klai Akerem that's Mutabano, so Bachilo. There's no such thing. Pintayma matam lo imrina b'chol hanach de mesecha sola yimach lo kulam lo ivit kechovim. Puts me the iser shaboy. In fact, Taisus, there's another eitzah over here. Sell everything tagoy besides the dmei iser. I mean, this is the chashrek. It says kulim yidaleiko. You burn everything. Sell everything tagoy. The chulun is dachmuto. And chutz me dmei iser shaboy besides the dmei iser. So you're not deriving hanor from the klai akerem. The goy is permitted to derive hanor, and finishing, you'll be getting your money from the chulin, from the that was not klayakir. To the Omar Rab Shimon Gamliel Berg Baschum says the way the Zohar Gabi Yain Nesach. So Tay says it's a very good kash. Be Rishami Porichlo. Meshani the Chashinin Bekulu im Yimkalei Bekechob Meshami Yarze Be Yimkalei Yisrael. That if we sell it to a goy, the goy might resell it to a yidin no one will know the chesbon. That is in here at Taruvus of Yisuriyah, no, Bechem Bepasu Beget, the Bepei Kolot Slomim. Also, we don't say the Seitze of Yimker Laakum. Avgav the Pasha of Kechavim Osa, or Bokivin the Shori Beno, Cheshin Yishem Yikna Mimene Yisrael, Iten Lepay Alof. So that is why, and it's also Bahano, this Pasha. Memela, that's what would not matter. The Chavis, but the Bayayin, The Bayayin Nesach, that means it seems. So no one is going to buy it from the Goy, because it's also Bano, it seems. So Memele, so there's no Shaila. No one's going to buy Yayin from a Goy. So Memele, so there's no Shash. The Chobis, the Gavri, my Chobis, Limko, Koyene, Biyachad, who didn't have a much Limko, Chutz, with my Yisush, by Nechanami, by Chobis. The Rabbi Lezer says, "If you want, you could take sell everything to the goy." Perech, perish bekunteres, shame mokim. A goy is a perech; it's a goyism that come from a certain mokim. Veri oimer al shame shenifrochim, that you break them easily. Kedi omar bepsikte de parshas de Yehuda veYisrael rabim. Acha parsha ki siso dorish halal egeis, kinis egeis geratish, and nimshle yisrael egeis, sheyesh begimul aminim, shel perech, shenifrach ma'atzmai. I'd just like to say over for 1 minute, Taisus brings down a psikte, it's a very interesting psikte. Omar Ablevi, ha egeis hazeh yesh boi gimul minim. There are three types of egeism. Egeisi perech, Ubeinanim v'kitrunim. Kitrunim are koshim kisloim. It's very hard to open them up. Like rocks. Shel perech shel nifrach ba'atzmoy. By yourself it opens up. It's no problem to open it up. Ba'beinanim, the egoizim beinim, atemakish olov. You bang on it. Puhu nishba. Open up. You need a nutcracker. Open up. Bakitrunim, miskasha lehishava, but the ketrunim, you can bang and bang and bang, and nothing happens. Algina is ega jerati, so the psikta says, kachu Yisrael. There's three types of Yidin. Yesh behem b'nei odom, shem oisin mitzvahs me'atzmon. Mitzvahs usually, Rav Tzadok says, and not usually when Chazal speak about mitzvahs, means mitzvahs doke. Shem oisin mitzvahs me'atzmon, nifrochim me'aleim. You don't have terem nikra b'aniyene. Ilu shal perech, these are Yidin which are nimsel tagoizei perech. V'yesh mehem sh'ato toivom le'mitzvahs. For sich allein, as he wasn't approached, fine, let the others do the mitzvahs. If you toivom le mitzvahs, umiyad heim noisnim. Eilu habeinanim. These are the beinanim. V'yesh mehem sh'ata makish olav kama pomim, you bang and you bang and you bang, ein loyal mimenu klum, but nothing. Afal pikein, omar ablevi, Ha Pesach she'enoi pasuach le'mitzvah pasuach le'reife. Meiradik Eloshim, if you don't open the door for an oni, you'll have to have your door open for a reife. That means you won't stick with the money. The Magia wants to say pshat afal pike, and he wants to say even these yidin, that means nothing works. But when you open up the door for the reife, very then the menadet stocker, very then all of a sudden they're looking for schusim and the menadet stocker. So even the garua shebi Yisraelim, when it becomes an ernst zman, he knows who to turn to and what to do. Tikrei shabal habayis. Now we have here that there are Shisha Dvarim that are not Botu, and Rabbi Kiva's Moisev Kikroi Shel Balabais. So Taisa says Avo Shel Nachtoim, but what about Kikroi Shel Rebeke, Shem Ktanis? Afilu Rameya Maida Deloi Mekadish. Afilu Rameya's Maida that's not Mekadish. That means it's cold, it's not even, Darkoi, the money is called Shadakimus. I'm a Sechas Ola, the Tale, Be'echad the Messiah. Boda Mashmala Kamon, Zaticha Shalechem Aponim Loi Botlo, Bishel Chulen. So Taisva says, that Chaticha Shalechem Aponim Loi Botlo, Bishel Chulen. Why is that not Botlo? Shani Lechem, Zakikre Shabalabayas. This is a Chaticha Shalechem Aponim. Shani lechem aponim, so the Marim Yisoda is geiris de chavir, with two vavin. That means lechem aponim is a very pure flour that was sifted many times. The royalis kabit boy. Lechem aponim already is darkly monies. For off a boy as a pass, the peri kolatzlomim diktonim, Nisarva b'cheiles kulam asurais. So ich look me b'kikrei shabalabayis. Some of this is going on kikrei shabalabayis. Haruye la'ola ola. Mirushalmi medagdik amai le'toni nami haruye le'trume trume. Could have the same thing by trume. The kivin d'chshivi le'botli b'echa d'meye. Mishani d'kulu shayichi b'trume le'motz le'misni haruye le'trume trume. It seems you want to say such a loshen. A roi for all and a roi for this. So by trum, everything is roi le trum. Void motzilishnu yidaha tana tarti islay. This tana holds niradovo shebeminyin ve'isar hano. Kedom ha'yikbasim usachas away the zore. Amas nisen dahosam. So me'mele, that's why he doesn't speak about trume, because trume is not also banor.